we have a deployment that is up to the task of controlling possible outbreaks. We have the partnerships with the MTA police, the school police, the sheriff's office. We have crime camera technology that is keeping an eye on where and how these groups of kids are moving around. So if, you know, they are looking for trouble and finding it, you know, we'll be there. And as I said, we have been making arrests with this new deployment strategy. And if kids, you know, want to come down and get into trouble, they'll find a police officer.
We know you have limited time in your day, but I do want to talk something good real quick, and that's the celebration.
Yeah, what is the deal with celebration? Because I'm like a 35-year-old guy, I live in the city. Is this some? I'm kind of interested, and I think it's going to be super awesome, but I don't know all about it.
So next week, from June 13th to the 19th, dozens of tall ships and active-duty naval ships will be scattered throughout the Inner Harbor. We are going to have the largest number of tall ships and ships out of all of the five ports that are hosting the commemoration of 1812 sail event of this year. So it's going to be huge. We're going to have an air show by the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
There's going to be activity zones. If you're a foodie, there's going to be opportunities to have food demonstrations. So it's a little bit of something for everything. You can climb a rock wall. You know, you can, as I said, you know, watch a food demonstration. You can tour all of the ships that are in. They're going to be at three or four different ports, locations throughout the city.
Well, Madam Mayor, the city does have a lot of things to look forward to. The race is going to happen. You got the big celebration, Artscape, the African American Festival. But again, I hate to do this to you, but you know the texts go crazy and the emails come pouring in whenever you're on. Do you believe you have this situation under control?
Absolutely. Do I think that it's something that you can just you know, handle one weekend and you know, go on vacation for the rest of the year? No. I mean, I'm in constant contact with the police department.
Yeah.
We are always evaluating what we're doing as far as deployment so we can try to get it better. You know, I'm not going to let a few haters, you know, that don't live in the city, you know, denigrate the hard work of the Baltimore City Police Department.
Right.
They're hardworking. Many of them are their constituents. That they don't have enough respect for to acknowledge the fact that we're a much safer city.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. You can have a few incidents. That does not mean that you need to call in the National Guard. And maybe that's a good reason why. You know, not everybody is cut out for this job.
Right.
You can't, you know, sound the alarm every time you have an incident. You have to react to it. You have to respond. You have to change your deployment. You have to be willing to bring in partners. And that's what we're doing. And I'm committed to having a safe Inner Harbor, and we'll continue to strive for that. So, you know, I'm not, and I don't get fazed, you know, by hecklers, basically,
right,
that are sitting on the sideline watching me turn the city around.
Right.
You know, I have a track record of improving public safety. I have a track record of fiscal responsibility in tough times, moving the city forward. None of them can speak to that.